We're back. Raz, we're back for the last 10 minutes or so. You're going to, aside from summarizing, we're going to have a quick look at our recovery devotional sharing here again. I've underlined and highlighted a couple of things that some people out there may see on the internet later today. I'm not sure. But it's entitled Small Beginnings. And I think every program starts with a small beginning, you know. Can we do this? And I think, and I'll mention the jails again, the only thing we can really offer is the hope that recovery can work. And if that gets through to people, I find there's an instant change. Just the sense there's hope. You know, there's hope for me. Maybe I can really do this. And I don't know how you do that. I mean, I go there and I pray with these people, whether they like it or not. I just, you know, part of my my system, the Scott system, if you will, is to, you know, to open with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer, and then to just pray whatever comes to me and so on. And we're not here to talk about faith or religious ways or anything, but something in that makes a difference, because I can't, I'm just not that bright, you know. I mean, it's a case of going there and seeing a bunch of fragmented people, all with different things going on in their head, and an hour later seeing them leaving and all happy and excited about coming back again. You know, maybe recovery can work. And I don't know what gets people to that in general. I'm in those extreme circumstances. Some of those people might be murderers and whatever else, but they are still seeing some hope for a changed life, even in those circumstances. It says, now we may be amazed to see how working the steps has caused a new life to grow, has positively impacted every area of our lives. And that's exactly what happens, isn't it, Raj? Everything is impacted as we change and somehow fall in line and honestly believe that there's something greater than ourselves that is kind of leading us by the hand. At the caption at the end of this one says, when sharing, remember how God made great things happen from small beginnings. We talked about the mustard seed there off the air. You started like everybody else with a little bit of hope, and now you seem to have a lot of hope. And you probably, most importantly, from what I saw from the outside looking in, is you're not doing it alone. You're not trying to do it alone. And you're part of a system that has helped millions. And you're allowing, your sense of God and that system to help you and to help your life, which helps your kids' lives and everyone else you come in contact with. So in summary, small beginnings. How would you, you talked about sharing your story recently, in 5 minutes or so, give us a little glimpse of that, and how it was, not necessarily described as a small beginning, but how you've taken it to a year and onward, and productive and able to even work now as well as do your program. I mean, there's a lot of great things have happened in your life in the last year, and that's a big one for me, because I can remember the work with the pizza shop and so on, how that went, and now you're able, you've grown enough so that you seem to know your limitations. You're able to do X amount of hours a week or day or whatever of work, and have your program functional at the same time. And I think a lot of that has to do with your going to lots of meetings. But anyway, give us your sense of small beginnings to where you are now.
I think it still goes back to the same fact that, being honest with myself, I didn't have to convince, I didn't have to, how do I put it? Oh my God. Admit to God, because He knew my shortcomings anyway. I think it's more important that I had to stop bullshitting myself. That's what I was doing all my life. I had
is that to stop. Indian for something?
I guess so. Sorry for the language, but I had to stop calling, myself or whatever it was that I was calling myself, or I was everything. But I had to get honest with myself, because I came to a point last year where I just was fed up of where my life was going. in and out of the rooms, in and out with the spiritual program, always fighting with God, never taking responsibility, taking ownership of who I was, you know, always putting it on God and then everybody else. Yeah, and when everything was really good, I would take credit for myself. When everything went bad, I would blame it on God. But then, now it's different. So, it's just being, I mean, it's very hard for me to explain. I just let go of everything.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I unloaded a whole lot of things at the first step. I let go of my old skin. Yeah, I am like a big onion, still peeling off layer after layer because there's a lot of stuff that I still have to deal with. But I'm in a much better place that I know that I can deal with it. My big tests have not come yet. Mind you, I know that. And they are going to come. But as long as I keep myself connected to God and the program, I'll stay strong.
Mm-hmm. When you say that, your biggest challenges, if you will, to put it another way, are yet to come. Why do you say that? Why do you think you haven't had enough of the heavy duty stuff to get over, to get by?
You look at what Job went through.
Yeah.
Compared to what I went through, it was nothing. No, it's peanuts, basically.
Yeah, but he was a good guy.
He was a good guy. I'm not saying I'm not saying that I'm a bad guy. <I know. laughs> Like I said before, we are all good.
Yeah,
but somewhere along the way, I changed. I became a bad person. But
see, I don't think you did.
What is that?
I don't think you ever became a bad person. I think your path, you know, this is the way I believe. I think you know what I'm going to say anyway, but your path was to, you know, you're exactly where you're supposed to be at this very second in life, I believe. And not one little piece can be removed from what got you there and have you be the same person sitting there before me now with your year of sobriety, your good feelings, and your ability to think ahead a little bit. So I think it's all perfect, all part of a perfect plan. So. And I like to live that way because I've, you know, done so many things that don't look right and weren't right. But I accept every day of my life, no matter how rotten that day has been, that was part of my path. And I thank God for it and, don't ask questions anymore. You know, I don't want to know why I had to do that or it doesn't matter to me because, you know, my acceptance that there's something so much greater than me that makes everything tick allows me to just accept what I've been put through to get to the place where I'm ticking at now, you know. So it takes a big burden off. I mean, this is the biggest sharing of the burden that I do all the time every day is letting go of that day's life as added to the rest of my life before, which I've already let go. So I guess that's really my step one thing happening all the time. But, sharing that in a sense with in my sense of God, you know, the all-powerful one. But I accept, you know, that I've been deemed bad by society maybe, but I'm not going to deem anything I've ever done in my life as bad anymore because you, the big fellow, you know, if you want to talk that way, made my plan and I just lived it. I'm just a dancer. I'm just a puppet on a string when it comes to control. And I thank you for what I've done because all of those things have added up to something that I find very purposeful today, as I find in all of you guys that work these programs. So I don't know what that means to you, but
I totally agree with what you say.
Yeah.
God has a plan for everyone.
Yeah.
And when I said I was a bad person, I became a bad person, it's because circumstances and society labeled me as one. In God's eyes, we are all equal.
All the time.
All the time, yes.
Yeah.
Right from ash, from we come out from dust, we go back to dust. We don't carry any riches with us.
Yeah.
So it's basically society that actually, weighs us so the way they want to look at it, but I'm content with who I am today.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do have sometimes self-esteem issues. Yes, I see that. But compared to where I was, I think I'm a much better place.
Yeah.
And I thank God openly for this, because without God, I don't think I would have been in this room talking to you today.
Yeah. Hey, you'd probably be dead, but that would have been your path.
Yeah, that would be my path.
You know. Anyway, thank goodness you're not. It's interesting because the reading that David Stoop and Steve Arterburn put out, the other one, Taking My Life Back Day by Day, Take Your Life Back Day by Day, tomorrow, as the title is satisfied, you know, which right in keeping with what you said. But today in that one is at real value. It comes from a scripture. It says, riches won't help on the day of judgment, but right living can save you from death. And I thought, you know, that's pretty heavy. Let me read a couple more lines here and we're going to close off. It's because money and possessions are so greatly valued in this world, it's easy to fall into believing that they can secure anything we need in life. Truth is, material possessions are neither good nor bad. The place we give them in our lives determines their value and influence. Whether we've been blessed with little or with much, living a godly life is what really matters. That sums it all up for me. Last comments, Rash.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but how can I be mad at God if I don't believe in Him?
Exactly.
There is sometimes where, you know, I get mad at God when God doesn't give me this. If I don't believe in God, I cannot be mad at Him.
Well, let me ask you this. If I never get mad at Him, does that mean I don't believe in Him? Yeah, those are two we're going to have to answer some other day.
Yeah, sure.
I think we're going to get our friend Raj Ray Rumbaugh,
I could be
whatever he calls himself today, to give us a plug for his show, and then we're going to let him roll this thing out and close.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott. And again, Raj, good to see you. Great show today. And yes, you can tune into my radio show here on Whistle FM. It's called The Block Party. It's a dance music show every Saturday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. We have some DJ mixes for you and some great dance music. So get on your dancing shoes and tune in for The Block Party here on Whistle FM at 11 p.m. every Saturday night here on Whistle FM. And that's it for Sharing the Burden today.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.